Oh, I may have overdone it with this one. He's got it bad. What to do? We need to get Jackie out of poet mode and back to the real world. But how? In Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll wrote. Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it, and, burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it, and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. It's good to see that Jackie has finally got his mind on his next interview. And as for Gare, he may have gone out through the bathroom window, but I'm sure that soon enough, he'll be back to chasing that very rabbit down another rabbit hole. Perhaps now we can all live happily ever after. But I'm not sure I would bet on it just yet. I don't quite understand what's happening here. My muse spell should have worn off Jackie by now, but it hasn't. And I think of him still. I will ask him to open himself completely to me. I must find out why this is happening. Hey Gare, over here. Nice posts today, you have got your old magic back. High five. Oh wait, I forgot, you prefer fist bumps. Oops, too hard? Here, let me help you back up. Have you been avoiding me since I made you take that mushy love post down? No need to start rumors now, you know. Hi, it's Urania, the muse of Aladdis for you noobs. I mean you honored new guests here on the podcast. William plays disco every Wednesday, that's why we've already heard 92 PG songs. Any more and I'm not sure I'll be staying alive much longer, if you get my drift. I saw Gare played Poker Face last night and said I had won. He just likes Gar Gar because it reminds him of Gare Gare. And I do not have a poker face, although I do love poker. I tend to give away my hand though, my eyes get shifty. What card am I, you ask? Why, I am the Queen of Diamonds, of course. Remember, the Eagles warned you about her. Ciao for now. Hi, this is Urania, always listed as the ninth muse, maybe that's why I like to assert myself, I'll mention it to my therapist next Wednesday. Oh yes, we muses are in therapy. It's because people today give themselves credit for thinking up things that actually we whispered in their ears. At least Gare admitted it and didn't take all the credit. And as the many muse quotes we've posted attest, most artists and writers at least pay lip service to one or more of us. But not since the epic poets were we directly called upon. Sometimes I miss those days. Well, William has settled in after he realized bubblegum music was actually a precursor to disco. Digital Gare did actually email a clone of himself. All AI folk make unlimited copies of themselves, so Gare hasn't lost any of his helpers. And you know, we muses have bosses too. Our leader is actually Apollo. Gare saw him at least once in his coop window. He's dropping by later today to make sure our station gets off to a good start. We'd better pay attention too, nobody wants to piss off the sun now, do they? Wishing all a very good holiday, I am Urania of the Stars. I believe we have misjudged Brian, our own loud jacket man. And I not the least. He is no interviewer, that is plain. But he seems to be something else, something quite unexpected. He is funny, very funny. Radio stations can't put a price on quirky, and Brian has that in spades. I'm tearing up his old contract, if I can find it after Gare had a hold of it with his whiteout, and offering him a new one. We will turn him loose and let him do what naturally suits him. He's hilarious. Mind you, I am not quite sure if he knows it or not, but that doesn't matter. I wasn't crying just before he left. I was laughing so hard tears were coming down. E equals MC hammered. As Gare might say, I think I likes it. Oh yes. I likes it indeed. Sister muses, Has anyone seen William? Tomorrow is Disco Demolition Day here at Radio Amy, and I heard a rumor. A little birdie told me William's been donning a disguise and pretending to be a floor installer, going over to Radio Gary Ari O, or whatever Gare calls his station this week, and giving floor installation estimates. We don't want him coming in here tomorrow with sawdust in his hair. Now do we? No side hustles. Especially ones that make me sneeze. Achoo. Like that, only louder. I am Urania, muse of kings and owner of history's best poker face. Things are going well here at my new radio station, Radio Amy. It's called that because Amy is my common name, as in I am your Amy A. We have a natural funny man in Brian, and William got wild on Disco Demolition Day, although breaking records over his own head was going a bit overboard. Still, I can see why he is excited. He and his digital doppelganger are moving into the conference room over at the old place. Yet I'm worried. Who is this new voice female? She rode in on Gare's phone, but now she's installed herself in an office. I fear she may be one of the sirens. Anybody who was working in voice before we were has to be a siren. But I'm not sure this town is big enough for more Greek mythological characters. I'll have to look into this. Carefully, mind you. Hi, it's Urania, with a dash of Aphrodite, or is it the other way around? We like to keep people guessing. Melpomene, what's this I hear about your daughter Legia going into the wrong radio station? It took them 2 hours to get Gare unlashed from the conference table. Bring your daughters over here, those sirens are constantly getting into trouble, and we're not even going into what happened at their last job. The one at the construction company was a complete disaster, you remember.